Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's 512 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. You'll recall a couple of days ago on this program, we talked with Dennis Clark, the chair of the committee organizing Railroad Days this year, which will more or less officially get started with a parade in about 45 minutes here through downtown Galesburg. But as we pointed out in the interview and on the post of the story on our Facebook page, Dennis would love it if you would change your opinion about Railroad Days, because he, along with a lot of us here, a lot of potential negativity about the festival, and that, you know, there are nefarious people and activities that aren't all that fun, and it's not that great of a place to be. And Dennis would love to have your opinion changed about that. And some of the comments we got on our Facebook page when we posted that continued to suggest the opposite. So Derek Antoine, who you know is the executive director of the Knox County Housing Authority, saw some of those and has heard some of that too. And I wanted to talk to him about that, because he, as much as anyone else, I think, wants to see a solution to all the negative vibe that some people have in Galesburg. Derek, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Very much so. Before I ask you about all this, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you how things are going at the Housing Authority these days.
Things are going very well. We're chucking right along. We've got we're into our new fiscal year, so we've got things going for that, and just staying busy. You know, there's a great need in our community for assisted housing, and we're happy to provide it.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about that another time, either on this program, or I'd love to have you on Galesburg Live some Saturday morning for sure. But I saw something, and I shouldn't really call out people on Facebook when I see something that interests me, but I had to contact you because of a post you made that you said was based on a conversation you had with somebody about Railroad Days and how negative people are about it.
Yeah, I you know, and every year, like you said, to start out, Will, every year there's great negativity about Railroad Days, and it really, you know, Railroad Days sparked the conversation, but it certainly didn't start there.
Right.
I think we've been kind of loosely discussing this for a while now, that it's just a growing, just a feeling of negativity about Galesburg and who we are and what we do, and that there's just not enough going on here and things like that. And this morning, this afternoon, was having a conversation with one of my friends, and you know, the comment just resonated from me or to me, is that we're our own worst enemy in that. A lot of Galesburg problems come from the fact that we have our homegrown folks just spewing so much negativity about some of the things that I feel like we should be proud of. So into that conversation just really kind of sparked my interest and idea for the post, and it kind of took off from there with a lot of support and some folks challenging that. And that's okay, too, because everybody is entitled to their opinion, and different experiences are going to breed different opinions. But I felt the need. I usually stay out of stuff, as you know, on Facebook.
It's yeah.
My forte to dig in and involve myself in that way. I'm pretty opinionated, and I probably wouldn't. My opinions may or may not agree with everybody, but you know, this struck a nerve, and it does every year. So I felt like I needed to say something, put something out there, and at least start that conversation.
At the risk of sounding like a broken record from my regard, I started the first time. I feel so embarrassed when I say that I've worked at WGIL more than once, but I started here the first time almost 16 years ago. It was, and I'll never forget it, because it was 10 days before the announcement that the Maytag plant would close. Mm-hmm. And I think from that moment on, I didn't know, and I come from a town where the, you know, there was a really big industry that ended up shutting down too, but I've never heard so much of a downer from people than I've heard from that moment of that announcement, that people mm-hmm. thought that, you know, Galesburg was going to become a ghost town. There was going to be nothing to do. And it just, none of that has actually come to pass. Granted, things haven't always been great, but I don't think they've been awful either.
Oh, and I would totally agree. I would totally agree with that. I made the comment on my post that Galesburg certainly has its opportunities, but we're not the worst city on the face of the earth, and it's our city, and we should be proud, and we should cultivate that and nurture it and grow it instead of trying to break it down.
You basically said, and I don't hear this from people enough, you said, "I'm proud to call Galesburg my home, always will be." And despite the fact that I've left a couple of times and come back, I've always kind of, since I've worked here over 16 years, I've felt the same way. So I guess the question then becomes, how do we change hearts and minds, do you think? Because Lord knows I've tried.
Yeah, it's a tough question, Will. It really is. It's something that, you know, I gave a little bit of thought to this afternoon, and, mm-hmm. and will certainly continue to give thought to is you have those certain topics, you know, that are taboo and politics, religion, those types of things. You're just not going to change people's minds on those. So, you know, I think there's probably going to be a segment of the population that we're not going to change their mind. And I don't know if our mindset needs to be to change their mind. I think that, as much as anything, I we're always going to have those voices. And I think we need to find a way to drown those out and have the positive voices and the positive things that go on around us be just as loud.
Yeah, and I tell people that, yeah, I know that, for example, WGIL, there's things like, you know, Rush Limbaugh, for example, and that at times that sort of thing can be pretty polarizing. But I also tell people that I think the thing we try to do also as best as we can is to try to tell everything, good and bad, but especially good, about our community. And that doesn't know a liberal or conservative bias.
It shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't. There's this town, as long as I've lived here, and like you, Will, I moved away at one point for work, and I moved back because, as I said in my post, Galesburg has always had my heart and will always have my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I moved away in 99 and came back in 2005. And, you know, since I've been back and even before, this town is full of great people that not only choose to make Galesburg their home, but choose to do something about it and being positive and being involved and getting some things done. Tony Law is doing quite a bit of good out at Carl Sandburg with the Men of Defection and those programs. Joey Range at the YMCA with the Solutions Program. You've got tons of local businesses. I've got a lot of local friends. The Liebers running the Boxcar Express,
mm-hmm.
Michelle and Travis over at Cherry Street, and so on and so forth, doing their thing and choosing to make Galesburg their home. But not only that, but they give back. They're involved. You know, they want to make Galesburg as great a place as it can be. And, you know, what resonated this afternoon, Will, with that comment was that visitors view Galesburg as a great place.
Exactly.
That people come in and they step in and they take a look at Seminary Street and they look at that all lit up at night and they think, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Or they take a look at the programs that we have or some of the local sports that we have going on and you know, some of the festivals that we have, the art that happens here in town and the creative minds that we have. And they look at this and they just think, what a great little piece of America I've stumbled into. But the folks here locally just don't see it. And it gets frustrating when most of those folks that choose to say something on social media, that's the extent of their involvement. They'll just complain about it and they won't move on, or they won't get out and mobilize and do something to make the world a better place. And as you know, we're not always going to agree on what's going to make Galesburg better, but get involved, do something, say something, volunteer, you know, go out and be a part of the Rotary or the Kiwanis Clubs or Lions or any of the other number of volunteer opportunities that go on in Galesburg and be a part of these great things like Railroad Days.
Yeah, I was just going to say that because one of my other duties as assigned here at the radio station is I'm responsible for our community events calendar. And when people come up to me or I hear people say, oh, there's nothing to do in Galesburg, I just provide them the link to our community events calendar. Yeah, it may not be all in the city of Galesburg, but there are all kinds of things going on here and all around here.
Every day, Will. You're in it, so you know, but maybe the folks that aren't in it don't know, but there is something happening every day. And you know what? We're getting better at what we're doing. I remember when I was a kid, Railroad Days was down on the corner of, Prairie and Ferris right down there.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of behind, back there behind, like Joy Garden and some of those other spots. And
yeah.
It was crammed, it was crowded, it was hot. You know, we've got a great, you know, town square down there that we've now moved and are holding events at. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's that small town feel that we can all be a part of. Look at Christmas and some of the events that we put on in and around Christmas. Not only the parade and rescuing Santa, but, you know, we have carolers down there now, and we're putting on events, and we're doing kind of a Polar Express thing, and we're...
The Tree of Lights that just started this past year.
Yes, small businesses are getting involved, and lots of great people that just want good things to happen in Galesburg. And you know, like I say, my point is, I just feel like, and I'm going to be putting some effort into this, but we just need to find some energy to again, like I say, I don't know that we're going to change minds, but how do we just drown that out and just, you know, ring the bell for the things that are great around here and you know, kind of help drown that out.
Since you first suggested that, and I think that was around the time I contacted you and asked if you could come talk to me about this, have you thought of anything yet? Have you thought of any ideas as to how we might be able to do this?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to find some like-minded folks that want mm-hmm. to sit down and have a conversation about it. You've been around long enough, Will, and I don't mean to date your age or anything.
I'll say thank you for that.
We've been around long enough that we've seen a lot of programs kind of come, and there's a lot of gusto with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk, and we feel really good about what we're going to accomplish, but it's all talk, and it really doesn't translate into anything. So I'd hate for something like this to turn into that, but, you know, I kind of feel like, again, you know, certainly welcome anybody that would have positivity or something to bring to that. Well, you know, the folks that have something negative to say, let's address it. Let's come have a conversation about it. Give me the opportunity to change your mind instead of sitting behind Facebook and just, you know, spouting off negativity. And there's always going to be people like that, you know. And
yeah.
Certainly have the ability to hit the unfriend button on Facebook or keep scrolling if we don't like their opinions, much like folks can do with my stuff. But, you know, it just, you know, again, like I say, I stay out of things on Facebook, and I just, you know, I think, you know, I do a little bit of traveling. I'm not a world traveler, but I do get around, and I you know, see other places, and I see them doing similar things. And then that conversation I had this afternoon, that visitors really enjoy Galesburg. And I, you know, I think you could probably reach out to Dave Dunn, also, who hosts a lot of master's programs and classes. People from all over the world come to Galesburg, and he would probably have a ton of stories about the things that they have to say about all the good that goes on here. So let's figure out how to just pump that out there. If it's a positivity campaign on Facebook, if it's, you know, radio activity, if it's getting articles in the newspaper, if it's, you know, just something. We just got to keep beating that drum.
I was just thinking about this just now, and my thought was that I would love to find every place where I see one of those god-awful Galesburg, a great place to starve bumper stickers, and replace it with something else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I saw, you know, it's funny you said that, because I saw one this morning.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one for a while, but I saw one this morning. Yeah.
Well, you know, what really aggravated me was, for a little while, there was one on the sign for the spot of the proposed new home of the Galesburg Public Library. I think it's mm-hmm. gone now, but I just thought, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't help anything.
Well, and I think that's key what you just said there. What is something that's going to help?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, you know, is sitting around and commiserating on Facebook about, you know, how trashy Railroad Days has become. You know, is that helping anything? Well, really, think about it from a visitor's perspective, Will. If they were going to decide whether or not they were going to make Galesburg their home, and they chose to look at Facebook or look at Google Galesburg and see what they could find out about it, and all they see is all this complaining and negativity and how it's so terrible here, like, how do we get better? How do we get ourselves out of that? I think it's got to start with everybody taking a look at themselves and saying, hey, what's good around here? What do I have that I love, and how can that grow?
Right. Well, I hope we can figure something out here, and I would love to help you as much as an old tired newsman can do. But
I tell you what, Will, I greatly appreciate what you do around Galesburg. Like I said, I've always admired you as a newsman, and we're very fortunate.
You're the one.
Like you in town. Yes, I'm the one.
Well, I have to send you a check for that then. No, I'm kidding. But unfortunately, I've taken up way too much time. But this was a conversation I really wanted to start here when I saw it. when I saw it kind of take off on your Facebook page today. So, Derek, Antoine, thank you so much for your time. And I am sure we'll talk again soon about this and other things. I think we're off to a good start here.
You're most welcome, sir, anytime.